सहनावतु
सहनो भुनक्तु सवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो इन दिस चैप्टर वी हैव सीन दैट कपिल भगवान डिस्कस अबाउट द क्रम मुक्ति। क्रम मुक्ति, इफ यू डू कर्म एंड उपासना हियर यू गो टू द हायर लोक एंड इफ यू गेट नॉलेज इन द हायर लोक यू गेट मुक्ति। Then he discusses about the glory of the Bhakti Marg. By Bhakti Marg we can get Sadyo Mukti. One is Krama Mukti, Sadyo Mukti, instant. Instant Mukti here itself. But if anybody keeps a Bheda Drishti, that the world is different from me or the world is different from Paramatma, or if somebody has got the doership, even if it be Brahmaji, then Brahmaji also has to come back. He has to also be reborn. Then it was said, what is the result of the life of a fruit of attachment? We are all asakta. Asakta the world. And we are all trayvargika. We are interested in dharma, earth, kam. Most of the people are not interested in mukti. So dharma, earth, kam. This is called trayvargika. So these people, they go to the Pitralok. From Pitralok, then they are pushed back. After the Punya are over, they are pushed back again to this Loka. They come back. Then what should be our goal? Our goal should be, the Bhagwan should be our goal in this life. So all aspirants should have only one goal. So this is discussed in verse number 22 to 33. That our goal in this life should be Bhagwan, Paramatma. Verse number 22, chapter number 32, canto 3, 32.
Tasmatvam sarvabhavena bhajasva parameshtinam tadgunashrayaya bhaktya bhajaniya padambujam.
Tasmat, therefore, after discussing the Krama Mukti and Sadhya Mukti by Bhakti Marg, and those who are engaged only in Dharma, Artha, Kam, after discussing all these topics, therefore he is telling his mother, Tasmat, Tvam, O mother, Sarva Bhavena, by all means. We'll see this word, sarbhavena. Bhajasva, worship. Parameshtinam. Parameshtinam normally means Brahmaji, but here it means Bhagwan, Paramatma. So, O mother, sarbhavena, you should worship Paramatma. Tad guna asraya bhakta bhajaniyam padambujaha. Tad guna asraya, take the shelter of Bhagwan. Tad guna, his lila, asraya, shelter. Bhaktya, bhakta means by bhakti, bhajaniya, bhajaniya means this is worshipable, Bhagwan is worshipable, bhajaniya, padambujam, his lotus feet is worshipable. So, my dear mother, I therefore advise you to take shelter of Bhagwan, whose lotus feet is worth of worshipping. Lotus feet is worth worshipping. How do we worship lotus feet? So, it can be worshipped in three ways. Kaya, Vacha, Mansa. Kaya, Vacha, Mansa. Sarvabhavena means what? Sarvabhavena, it is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dhridavrataha namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta. Nitya yukta means constantly thinking in mind. Manasa. Constantly thinking in mind. Now suppose it's not possible for you. You are contemplating, thinking about the Lord. Always, now you are tired. Your mind has become agitated. It has become extrovert. What you should do? Namasyanta. When there is a vichep in the mind, when there is a agitation in the mind, what you should do? Namasyanta. Do kayik bhakti. Kayik bhakti by body. I am not able to think now. My mind is extrovert. Ab kya kare? Okay. Now we do the kayik bhakti. Puja, etc., this and that. And then, bodily also, you become tired. What you will do? Kirtayanta, by speech. So, manasa, then came sarir, kaya, then comes vacha, kirtayanti. So, this way we should pass our time. If we can concentrate on Bhagwan, nothing needed. Sit quietly and do the chintan, leela of Bhagwan. If the mind is not able to concentrate, namastansa, come to the body level. If the body is also tired, come to the speech level. Kirtan, stotra, bhajan, start doing this thing. Parameshtinam, parameshtinam means that paramatma. Sarvabhavena, buddha bhava samanvita in Bhagavad Gita, again this will also buddha bhava samanvita, continuously thinking about that. Buddha means the, those who are jnani bhakta, they do this. Why you always remain in bhakti bhav? Tad gunashraya, for bhakti take the support of gun and lila Bhagwan. If our attention is on the lila Bhagwan, that means our attention is not in the world. So, kaya, vacha, mansa. Mansa, think about Bhagwan, you are there. Sarir, by body, do the service of Bhagwan. And speech, also Bhagwan. See, if these things are being done continuously, sarvabhavena, what will happen? Your mind is not in the world. Mind is not in the world. So, Kapil Bhagwan suggests his mother to take the support of bhakti to cross this sansar sagar. So by bhakti, we will get prosperity here and will grow spiritually also. We'll grow spiritually also. Next.
Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Yad Brahma Darshanam.
Vasudeve and Bhagavan Krishna. Bhagavati, Lord Krishna, Bhakti Yoga, you know this word, by devotion, by bhakti, prayojita, this is required, it should be done, bhakti should be done, it is required, it should be discharged. What will I get? Next line gives you the whole result, what will happen step by step. Janayati, this bhakti will produce what? Asu, it will not take long. Soon it will give you what? Vairagyam. It will give you vairagya. Now you understand the science. In the last verse, it was said that kaya, vacha, mansa, if we are thinking about the Lord, then our mind is not in world. So vairagya will be automatic, you see. Vairagyam. If I am thinking about Bhagwan, Vairagyam. Then after Vairagyam, what will happen? Jnanam. Next step, if you withdraw from the world, your mind becomes pure because of the bhakti. Next step will be Jnana. You see, Kapil Bhagwan is saying all the steps clearly. Vairagya has to happen, mind is to be purified, then jnanam. What will happen with the jnanam? Yad brahma darsanam. You will get self-realization, brahma ka darsan ho jayega. That means the experience of the self. By bhakti marg, how you will reach that state is fully explained here. So what we have to do? A relationship formed with the Bhagwan Vasudev. You have to, if you are doing the puja of Bhagwan, a relationship that you are my Bhagwan, I am Bhakta. Or you are my Pita, I am your son. Or I am your runs, I am your part. You have to make a relationship. Relationship. And then by bhakti will generate vairagya. It will generate vairagya. Bhakti will generate. Why? Now the mind is rebelling there, it is peaceful. The mind which is in OIT is always suffering. Understand this thing. So long we are in the world, the mind is in the world, always suffering, thinking about child, grandchild, mother, father, parent, employer, employee, this and that, continuously. And that position is always changing. Outside situation, circumstances are continuously changing. That agitates my mind, continuously. But Bhagwan, it's not changing. It's not perishable item. If the mind is there with the Bhagwan, that mind is always peaceful. You will enjoy that peace. You will enjoy to revel in Bhagwan. Asu vairagyam jnanam yad brahma darsanam. So first vairagya will come after bhakti. If we are constantly doing, then we will get the jnana, knowledge. And from the knowledge, we will get the atma darsanam, brahma darsanam, paramatma darsanam. It will happen. The same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita. Machitta madgat prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Same thing. Machitta, mind. Earlier I said, no, three things are there. Kaya, vacha, mansa. First, machitta. It is the most subtle. First thing is required is machitta. Mind should be there. Machitta. Madgat prana. Madgat prana means all the senses. Prana represents the sense organs. So all the sense organs should be for me. They should be absorbed in me. Madgat prana. Senses absorbed in me. Bodhayanta parasparam, enlightening one another. If he meets another bhakta, they will not talk about the worldly thing. They will talk about only Bhagwan, like in our study group. They come and they assemble. They talk about only Vedanta. And whenever they meet outside also, roundabout, they will come to the same topic. Bodhayanta parasparam, kathayantascha mam nityam, and ever speaking of me, always talking about me. Bhagwan, I heard about this lila of Bhagwan and all that. Tushyanti, they are satisfied. Ramanti che, and they are reveling. Continuously reveling in Bhagwan. Ramanti te, tesam satata yuktanam, to them, those who are steadfast. Steadfast means? By kayak, vachik, mansik, they are doing my bhakti. Bhajtam priti purvakam, worshipping me with love. Dadami buddhi yogam. Bhagwan says, you do this thing. After that, dadami buddhi yogam, I will arrange for your buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga means I will arrange for your gyan. I will arrange for your gyan means what? I will arrange that a guru comes in your life to tell you about Jiva Brahma Aikya. This is jnanam. A guru will come to you. You do the bhakti. That is what we see in the life of Paramahansa Ramakrishna. He was Kali Bhakta. He did his bhakti first. Then after, Tadami Buddhi Yogam. Who arranged? Bhagwan arranged. He sent Totapuri 150 years ago. 150. There was, Ford was also not meant for it, but 1928 only. The car came out in 1928, Ford T model. Before there was no car, no railway, no aeroplane, nothing was there. All the way from North India, Totapuri came to Calcutta. Who inspired him? You have to go to Kolkata. Bhagwan. There is a bhakt. There is a need of a guru there. It is my duty to provide the knowledge. So you have to go and give him knowledge. Totapuri gave him the knowledge. He gave him the knowledge. The Dami Buddha Yogantam Yena Mam Upayanti Te, by which they come to me. See? By that knowledge, they come to me. They come to me, what? Jiva Brahma Ikya, he will come and tell you, Are you are Brahman. How you are Brahman? He will explain you.
Yadasa Chittam Artheshu Sameshu Indriya Vrittibihi Na Vigrinhati Vaishamyam Priyam Apriyam Mittuta Satadevatmanatmanam Nisangam Samadarshanam Heyo Padeya Rahitam Aruram Padamikshate.
Yada man, when these things happen, yada asya, this bhakta, who is doing this bhakti, chittam arthesu, chittam is mind, arthesu in the sense object, samesu, he sees the same Brahman, same Paramatma everywhere, samesu, indriya vritti bhi, whatever the activities of the indriyas are, so eyes will see form, ear will hear the sound, etc. Whatever vritti, whatever the activities of the sense organs are, na vignati vaisamyam, and they are not accepting any vaisamya. Vaisamya means something different. So whether he is seeing chair or table or the screen, he is seeing only Paramatma only. He is not seeing the chair different from the monitor. He is in the one as a vaisam. Priyama apriyam iti uta. Whether it is like according to his rag or dvesh, doesn't matter. Without rag and dvesh, satadev, then what will happen? Atmana atmanam. Then he will realize his own self. How is that self? Nisanga. Nisanga. Self is nisanga, without material attachment. Samadarsanam. Samadarsanam, equipoised vision. Sab jagah ek cheez dekh raha hai. Everywhere he's seeing only one thing. Heya upayad upadeya rahitam. Heya upadeya rahitam. That tattva which is seeing everywhere is a heya upadeya. You cannot reject it or you cannot accept it. Devoid of rejecting and accepting. We can reject the name and form of chair. But we cannot reject asti bhati priyam that. We cannot reject. Or you cannot upade. Oh, I don't see asti bhati priyam the chair. Let me get some asti bhati priyam and put it there. No. No rejecting and accepting of that. Aruram, if you have got this vision, padam ikshate. He sees that supreme pada, supreme truth. Padam ikshate. Ikshate means seeing, perceiving. So when the mind of bhakta ceases to perceive any difference, mind ceases to see any difference. No nam rup is seeing. Even through the faculty of the senses without rag and desh, with all the organs of perception and actions are all open. All open. He is seeing everything. But he is seeing no difference. So what he is seeing? He is seeing only one thing. That is the Paramatma. In Vedanta we say, he is seeing asti bhati priya. He is seeing the substratum Brahman. He immediately realizes by his intellect his own self as the revealer of unity. He realizes by his own self as the revealer of unity. He sees that in him also the same truth is there, and outside also is the same truth there. This truth in me and the truth outside is one and same. Nam rup are different. My nam rup is different, your nam rup is different, but by self in all opposite, one and same, free from attachment. That self is free from attachment. It is not attached. It is not tainted by any actions of body, mind, and intellect. Devoid of accepting and rejecting, we cannot reject our Atma or accept our Atma. You can destroy your body, but you cannot destroy Atman. You can reject anything of the world or accept anything from the world, but Atman, we cannot reject. We cannot accept Atman also. And established in his own state, he remains in that state. So those advanced seekers who have attained Vairagya and Jnana, for them there is no rag and dvesh. Personal gratification is not there. When knowledge happens, what happens? Vasana is gone. In our BMHRT, V is not there. V means what? V means likes and dislikes. Ajnan. Rag, dvesh. It's one and same. He does everything for the Lord only. Bhakta accepts disagreeable also because he has no self-gratification. Whatever situation Bhagwan has given, he accepts that. And the classic example is the battlefield where Arjun was there. He was not interested to fight. He wanted to run away. But Bhagwan has given that situation. He did it. He fought. See? It was unconducive circumstance for Arjun, but he accepted that also.
Jnana matram param brahma paramatmeshwara puman drishyadivi prithak bhavehi bhagavane kaiyate.
Jnana matram, he is knowledge. He is knowledge means he is consciousness. He is awareness. Jnana matram, he is param brahma. The same jnana matra is param brahma also. And same is paramatma. That is Paramatma, or Ishwar, or Puman. Puman means Purush. So whether you call him Purush, Paramatma, Ishwar, or Param Brahma, or the only consciousness, is one the same thing. Drishya Adibhi, not only that. Drishya Adibhi, whatever is seen. Drishya Adibhi, Prithagabhavai. Prithagabhavai, there are nana plurality. All the drishya are different, one from another. Prithik bhavai, Bhagavan ekai iyate. Iyate means he perceives. He sees Bhagavan ekai, the one Bhagavan is seeing. Bhagavan ekai iyate. So it is only Bhagavan, the pure consciousness, who is variously called as Parabrahma, Paramatma, Parameshwar, or Purush. All is one and same thing. Who has manifested himself as the world of objects? He has become all this object of the world also. The individual seer in it, the jiva, the instrument through which they see, and the sense object, everything is Bhagwan only. Everything is Bhagwan. So Sagun Bhagwan, which has got six opulences, six bhag, wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, vairagya, is the same as nirgun. One which has got the sagun is nothing but the nirgun only. He is Parabrahma, he is Parameshwar, he is Paramatma, he is Purush, he is Ishwar. And he has become the whole world. He has become the whole world. Acha. Bhakta sees Bhagwan face to face, but the jnani or the yogi don't see face to face in form. Bhakta sees Bhagwan in form. But jnani? Jnani will not see any form. Because he is formless. He is meditating on Brahman. It is formless. And that formless or that Paramatma, if we reach there, yat gatva nani vartante tat dham paramam mama. After reaching that Paramatma, we don't have to come back. That is the final place. So that should be the goal of seeker. Acha, how this whole world is Paramatma only? How will you prove? So anything made of gold, whatever ornament you make, is gold only. Whether it is nose pin or the earring or the bangle or whatever form you give it to the gold, cup, plate, whatever it is gold only. Same way, anything which is coming from the Bhagwan, all the Pancha Mahabhut, they have come from Bhagwan only. So they are Bhagwan only. Anything which is made of Pancha Mahabhut, whether my body or the whole world, that is Bhagwan only. Therefore it is says, Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahma. Sarvam, whatever you are seeing. Kalu indeed. Idam, this. Brahma. Everything is Brahman only. Whatever is seen is Brahman only. In Drigdishavik we have seen Asti Bhati Priya Namrup, each person, each item of the world, each object of the world, whether it is inert or sentient. Whether inert or sentient, there are five things common in all. Asti Bhati Priya Nam Rupa. A jnani sees Nam Rupa and he misses Asti Bhati Priya. But jnani with the eye of wisdom, jnana chakshu, not the charma chakshu. With charma chakshu, I will see the chair only. But with the Gyan Chakshu, because of my knowledge of Vedanta, I will see, yes, there is Asti Bhati, chair is. Isness is there. This isness cannot be seen by this Charma Chakshu. How you will see the isness? Isness is by the Gyan Chakshu. You got the knowledge because Asti Bhati Priya is there. So, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma and Vasudev Sarvam Iti. This is said in Gita. Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma, it is Upanishad. Everything is Brahman. In Gita, it says, everything is that Paramatma. Vasudev is that, all this thing. And in Panchadasi, we have studied, Swayameva Jagat Bhutva Pravishat Jiva Rupatah. This is what we have seen. He became whole world. And then he entered into it. So can we not say, all ornaments, gold became all ornaments. Similarly, Brahman has become whole world. Therefore, whole world is what? Brahman only. All ornaments are what? Gold only. Naam Rupa is different. Similarly, the Naam Rupa is different, but it is Brahman only. Jnana Matra Param Brahma means what? What is Jnana Matra? Jnana Meva Iti Jnana Matram. There is no Tripati. Only Jnana remains. Jnana Matram, only Jnana is there. Maya is not associated with that. Trigun is not associated with that. That is only Jnanam. Next.
Etavaneva yogena samagreneha yoginaha yujyate avimato yartaha yad asangastu kritsnasaha.
Etavanev. Only such a message. Etavan, ev, alone. Yogena by yoga. Samagrena. Samagrena means all yoga. All yoga. Iha. Iha means here. Yogina, yogi. So whatever yoga you follow, what you will get? Yujyate. You will achieve. You will attain. What? Abhimato. Artha. Yat. Asangastu. Krishna saha. Abhimato. Desired. Artha, purpose, yat, which, asangastu, detachment, Krishnasa, completely. The complete vairagya and the non-affectedness in the midst of the world of manifestation is one goal that all spiritual disciplines have in view. So whether you fall Ashtanga Yoga or Bhakti Yoga or Jnana Yoga, the ultimate aim is complete vairagya from object, emotions and thought. Complete vairagya from jagat. Vairagya. Detachment. Detachment. Non-affectedness. Always remember the sastra always say only detach. They are not saying destroy world. They are not saying. They are not saying that you leave your home, destroy your home, leave your children. No. They are not saying. Only they say asanga. Asanga. So in Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, all try to detach from the OET, PFT and BMI and turn to Bhagwan. In Ashtanga Yoga, we do the Yam and Niyam. In Yam and Niyam, we withdraw, you know. Ashtanga Yoga, Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar. Pratyahar, withdrawing. Withdrawing from the world. And in Jnana Yoga, Jnana Yoga also we are withdrawing. Sadhan Chatushtaya. What is a sadhan chatushtaya? Vivek Vairagya. First thing they will say, do Vivek. What Vivek? Nitya Nitya Vivek. What will I get? You will come to understand that Nitya will give you permanent sukha, Nitya will give you temporary sukha. Which sukha do you want? I want Nitya sukha. What do you have to do? I have to leave Anitya sukha. Who is giving me Anitya sukha? World is giving me from Anitya sukha. Therefore, I should withdraw from the world. Where should I go? To the Nitya sukha. So withdrawing the world is vairagya there also. So vairagya is common in all. Earlier said the Kapil Bhagwan, jnana vairagya yuktena bhukti yogena. When he started talking about bhakti, earlier he said jnana vairagya yuktena. This bhakti should be with knowledge and vairagya. Then it will be effective. So what will I get by this knowledge? So all impurities are removed by the knowledge. All impurities. What are the impurities? Vasanas. All vasanas. What is this vasana? Avidya. So by knowledge this avidya is removed. Avidya is removed, vasanas are removed. Likes and dislikes are removed. Therefore in Bhagavad Gita it is said, param drishta nivartate. One thing more common in all the yoga is that vairagya is one point, another is turning to the Bhagwan is another point. Whether you go in the Jnan mark, turning to Brahman or Atman. Whether you go by Bhakti mark, turning to Bhagwan. And we have already seen Kapil Bhagwan has said that Param Brahma or that Chetan Tattva or that Paramatma or Ishwar or Purush, whatever name you see, it is one and same. In Bhakti Yoga we'll say Paramatma, in Vedanta we'll say we go to the Brahman. So Brahman is equal to Paramatma only. So turning of mind to the Lord is the essence of all yoga. Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga, turning mind to the Lord. I am doing for His happiness. So that Lord is entering into our mind. So Karma Yoga also takes us toward the Lord. Bhakti Yoga also takes us toward the Lord. Jnana Yoga also takes toward the Lord. Ashtanga Yoga also takes us toward the Lord only.
Jnanam ekam parachinaihi Indriyair brahma nirgunam abhati artha rupena bhrantya shabdadi dharmina.
Jnanam ekam. Knowledge is one. Brahman is one. How that nirgunam? That Brahman is nirguna. Without guna. Without guna means without prakriti. Without maya. Without sattva, rajas and tamas guna. Parachinai indriyai brahma. Parachine avers, indriyai senses. Abhati, that same Brahman appears, abhati. Artha rupena, form of various object. How? Bhrantaya. Mistakenly, we are thinking this is nana things are there or their plurality is there. How? What are those things? Sabda adi dharmina. Sabda adi dharmina, sabda sparsa rupa rasagandha. Sabda sparsa rupa ras and gandha. It is one pure consciousness called Brahman without guna prakriti that is seen by the outward going senses. Outward going senses, they are seeing various objects. It is Brahman only. Only asti bhati priya appearing at different. Swameva jagat bhutva. He became jagat. We are seeing jagat. But the truth is that he became all these things. And our indriyas and interpret all the sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha, they're different. They are different. Sabda is not sparsa, sparsa is not rupa, rupa is not rasa, rasa is not gandha. We say these are all different things. Why are we saying? Because of bhrantaya, because of our delusion. We are seeing all these things. So Brahma Sat Jagat Mithya, Naam Rupa is Mithya, it is not permanent. Substratum of Naam Rupa is Satya. This thing we have seen many times. Naam Rupa is not permanent. The tree is there. Ignis is there in the tree. Cut the tree, cut the branches. What it becomes? It becomes log. Now tree is not there. Tree is gone. Now we call it log. Another name we have given. But the ignis is coming from the tree. Ignis is not destroyed by cutting the tree. Ignis has come to log. Now you cut the log into planks. Now what you say? It is plank. Plank is. So log ignis has transferred to the plank. Log is gone. Naam rupa of log is gone. Now it is called plank. And from the plank you make furniture. Plank is gone. The ignis of plank is given to the furniture now. Furniture is. So ignis is not destroyed. Furniture is there. Destroy the furniture. Burn it. Then what will happen? Ash. Ignis of the furniture is transferred to ash. See? So ignis from tree to log to plank to furniture to ash. It is transferred. Ignis is not destroyed. But the naam roop at different level, they are destroyed. They are destroyed. But the substratum of naam roop is sat. Ignis is always there. But Gyanendriya sees only naam roop. And Satchidanand cannot be made an object of Gyanendriya. That also we know. It cannot be made an object. See? So by sense organ you will see only naam rupa. But how I will acquire this knowledge? Sastra yonitvat. Acquire knowledge of Satchidanand through sastra. They are praman. They are praman. Where will I get this knowledge? Satchidanand is there. Asti bhanti priya. Sastri is saying, five things are there in the chair. Naam, rup, asti bhati priya. So therefore we have to go to sastra. And that Satchidanand is supreme. Matta para nasti kinchit dananjaya. Bhagwan has said in Bhagavad Gita, mere upar aur koi nahi hai. Don't think I am governed by any Ishwar. Matta para nasti kinchit. But when Nirguna Brahma takes the Saguna Roop or takes the form of Bhagavan Krishna, then what happens? Many people think, Nare, ye to Gwala hai. They don't accept him. In their ignorance, they don't accept this is Bhagavan. Do we expect my enemy is also Bhagavan? No. Each and everything of the world is Bhagavan only.
Yatha mahanaham rupah trivrit panchavidha swarat ekadasa vidhastasya bapurandam jagadyatah.
Yatha, from that Bhagavan, from that Paramatma, from that Brahman. Yatha, as from Brahman, what came? Mahan. You remember this thing. Mahan means the Mahatattva. You remember Mahatattva? From Mahatattva came Ahankar. Aham Rupa. Next word is Aham Rupa. Ahankar. Then after that, Trivritta. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. This Ahankar is also Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic Ahankar. Then what came after Ahankar? Panchabidha. Panchabidha. Five great elements. Remember? First came Tanmatra, five Tanmatra. From five Tanmatra, grossification happened. We became five gross elements. Tanmatra. Swarat. Swarat means the individual jeev also. Jeev also. He created, then he entered into it. He became jeeva. Swarat. Ekadas vidha. Ekadas vidha. He became 11 instruments, sense organs. But we know only 10, 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action. How come ekadas? How 11? We know only 5 gyanendriya, 5 karmendriya. Is it not so? How it has become 11? We'll see that. Ekadas vidatasya jiva bapuhu anda jagata yataha. And from this, what has happened? Bapu, my body. body of all the jiva, and under, anna means Brahmand. So from Pancha Mahabhut, what was created? That created my body and the Brahmand, Jagat Yata, the whole of Jagat is created by this. Just as the same Brahman appeared as the Mahatattva, then Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic ego, five great elements, and 11 Indriyas. How became 11? We have to include mind. Manasasthani Indriyani, chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita. Mana is also an Indriya. And the same self-effulgent being was named Jiva, endowed with these. So Jiva has got 11 Indriyas, made of this Pancha Mahabhut, and five subtle elements also. We know all these things. Tattva Bodh, we have studied all these things. Even the body of Jiva in the form of universe is no other than the Brahman. So my body or the universe is no other than Brahman. Why? Because the raw material has come from Bhagwan. Paramatma has created. All ornaments are nothing but gold. Because they are all made of gold. From Paramatma came all the five great elements, and with that five great elements, my body, Bapu, and the Jagat, Brahman, also is made of that. Therefore, my body and the whole Brahman is Paramatma only. It's not other than the Brahman, because it has sprung from Brahman. It has come from Brahman. Therefore, whole world is Brahman. So everything came from Brahman, therefore everything is Brahman. Simple logic. Everything came from Brahman, therefore everything is Brahman. And we have studied earlier, it was said in detail by Kapil Bhagwan only. From Brahman came Mahatattva, then Sattva, Rajasthamas, Ahankar, Tanmatra, five great elements, Jiva. And consciousness in Jiva and Brahman is one and same. In Bhagavad Gita it was said, Mamaivanso Jiva Loke. It was said, Jiva is my answer. Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, it was said. So consciousness in Jiva and Brahman is one and same. This thought we know very well. Without Upadhi, there is no difference between Bhagavan Krishna and me. Without Upadhi. But with Upadhi, we are different. With Upadhi, we are different. So Jiva has got a small body, Ishwar has got a Virat body. But all bodies are perishable. All bodies are perishable. Therefore, whether it is Bhagwan Ram or whether it is Bhagwan Krishna, they all have to leave the body. They all have to leave the body. So Lord is Swarat, independent. All Upadhi depend on Him. But His nature is not that of changing and perishing Upadhi. Although all materials are coming from Bhagwan, they are changing and perishable. But Bhagwan is not changing and perishable. Bhagwan is not changing and perishable. That we have to understand.
Etadvai shraddhaya bhaktya yogabhyasena nityasah samahitatma nissangah viraktya paripashyati.
Etadvai, certainly. Shraddhaya with faith. Bhaktya with bhakti. Yoga Vyasena, by the practice of the yoga, nityasa, always. Don't say, aaj bhakti ho gaya, ek bar kar liya, aur nahi karna, aisa nahi hai. Nityasa, it is said, always. Samahit atma, atma means mind. Mind should be fixed in Bhagwan. Nissanga, detached, the mind should be detached. Nissanga. Viraktaya, and vairagya from the sense objects. Paripasyati, he understands, he sees that. So of course he alone can perceive it as such, whose mind is composed. Who can see that Paramatma? Samahit chitta, whose mind is samahit. And nissanga, rid of all attachment. Rid of all attachment. Why rid of all? Why nissangata is required? If the mind is attached to the world, can you see Bhagwan? No, mind is always rebel there. Therefore, nisangata is required through reverence, bhakti. You have to do the bhakti of Bhagwan. You have to praise him. You have to worship him. How? Kaya, vacha, mansa. You have to do that. And practice yoga daily and dispassion. Viraktaya. So four things are said. Four things are said in this verse. First is that samahit chitta. Then nissanga, rid of all attachment. Bhaktya, with bhakti. And viraktaya. Viraktaya, dispassion. Viraktaya. What's a dispassion from what? World or Bhagwan? Only two things are there, Paramatma, other than Paramatma. Vishena, Atma and Anatma. Only two things are there. So Virakta from where? From Anatma, from Jagat. What is our state now? We are Virakt from? Now you understand. Next.
Itte tat kathitam gurvi jnanam tat brahma darshanam yena yanubuddhate tattvam prakrite purushasya cha.
Iti etat kathitam, iti das, etat, this, kathitam, described, I have described you. What? Gurvi, O mother, jnanam. I have told you about the jnan, knowledge. Tad brahma darsanam, that reveals the truth. How you will reach to that truth, I have told you everything. Yena anubuddhayate, yena by which, whatever I've told you, anubuddhayate, you will understand tattvam. Oh, you will understand the truth. Truth of what? Prakrite purushasya, matter and spirit. So whatever sadhana I have told you, or whatever I have told you about that truth, about that Paramatma. So Bhagwan has told both about the Paramatma, what is the goal, and how to reach that goal. That also he has explained. So he is telling mother, oh mother, I have explained you now fully. Oh mother, I have expounded to you the wisdom which reveals the true nature of the absolute, the jnanam. I also told you the jnan. What will happen? First vairagya chahiye, then jnan chahiye, then tattva darshan will happen. Three things. I have told you this thing and the means by which one can realize the truth about the prakriti and purus. So I have told you the jnanam and how to reach that jnanam also I told you. Magar, oh my respected mother, after this I can't help you. Bhakti on your behalf, being your son also, I can't. Who has to do the bhakti? Teacher will do the bhakti. Who will get mukti? Shishya will get mukti. This will never happen. Shastra has given everything. This is the truth. This is the goal. Means to reach that goal also I have explained. Now, we have to walk that path. We have to reach there. Even Kapil Bhagwan said, I can't do. You have to help yourself. It's not that Bhagwan will say, touch, I have touched you, you are liberated. No, it will not happen. You have to take your mind from the samsara and take that mind to Paramatma. And that mind should always be there with the Paramatma. Satatam nitya. How? Kaya, vacha, manasa. Best is manasa, it's most subtle. You don't have to do anything. Just sit quietly and think. It's the Leela of Bhagwan. Your mind is with the Bhagwan, not with the sansar. Mind will be peaceful. You will be happy.
Jnana yogascha mannishtaha nairgunya bhakti lakshanaha dayorapi ekai vartaha bhagavat shabda lakshanaha.
Achha, jnana yogascha, path of knowledge. Mannishtha, directed toward me, Nairgunyo means free of guna, free of maya, free of prakriti, free of sattva, rajas and tamas. Bhakti lachanam, bhakti. So whether it is jnana yoga or bhakti yoga, bhakti toward me or the Gyan Yoga, Dvai. Dvai means the both. Api Eka. Api Eka. Both will take us to one. What is that? Evartha, purpose. Bhagavat Sabda Lachanam. They both take us to Bhagwan only. Whether it is Gyan Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, whether you call it Brahman or you call it Paramatma or Vasudev, it is one and same. It will take you to one place only. So Gyan Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, which is free of Guna Prakriti. Guna Prakriti. You see what we do in the Samadhi? We try to remove all the Guna, five great elements and all the Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. Bring the mind from outside, bring to your body, bring to your prana, bring your, start thinking about the thoughts in the mind, then slowly, slowly you take out the idam vritti, then go beyond the aham vritti. Aham vritti ego is also a vritti, a thought. Now come to the suddha aham, who is illuminating that aham vritti. There is a difference between aham vritti and suddha aham. So slowly you draw your, take your, oh, you have reached there. When you reach the suddha aham, you have reached there. So Gyan Yoga and Bhakti Yoga, which is free of Guna Prakriti, directed toward me, lead to the same goal called Bhagwan. So follow any path, whatever you want. Gyan Yoga, difficult, requires qualification of Sadhan Chatushtay. First he will say whether you are qualified or not. Vivek Bairagya Sat Sampatti and Mamuchuttam is there or not. First you need that. But in Bhakti Yoga, it is easier, no qualification needed. You don't have to show that you have gone to school. Kuch nahi dikhana hai. What is required is unconditional love. Param prema rupa is the bhakti. Unconditional love. Not for loving, worshipping Bhagwan for something. That is conditional. We go to mandir and say, mera kaam kar to tab puja karenge. I will come and give you a puja of 101. Pahle you have to do. That is conditional bhakti. Unconditional. I am not asking anything. I am loving you. I am praising you. I am worshipping you. But I don't expect anything in return. And we all have the capital of love. We all have got the capital of love. Bhagwan has given. But we all have invested at wrong place. What is that wrong place? We have invested in anatma. Bhagwan says, now you have to change your portfolio. What is changing a portfolio? Take out your love from the sansar. And now you divert and invest in me. It will give you much more dividend. You see, the science is simple. Very simple science. You all can understand. What we have to do, change the portfolio. But who has to do it? Bhagwan will not do it. We have to do it. So that Brahman, that Paramatma is the source of all ananda. So there is no difference between Gyan and Bhakti. Gyan and Bhakti sadhana is given according to the qualification of Shishya. If the Shishya is emotional, Bhakti Marg. If Shishya is a rational, Gyan Marg. It depends on the qualification of the Shishya. And the both Marg, both path will take us to the same one place.
Yathendriyai prithak dvarehi artho bahugunashrayah eko naneyate tadvada bhagavan shastra vartmabhihi.
Yatha, as indriyai, senses, prithak dvarehi, different ways. We have got the different indriyas and they have got the different dwars. These are gates. City of 9 gates, city of 11 gates, it is said. These are all gates. So, indriyai, prithak dvarehi, artha, object, bahu gunasra, many qualities. Of different qualities we are receiving. Stimuli we are receiving. Eka nana yate, eka means one. Nana Iyata. Iyata means seen. One thing is seen by different organs of perception. Tadvat Bhagavan Sastra Vartami Vi. Same be Bhagavan. One Bhagavan can be perceived or realized by different paths. Like you take one rose flower. Rose flower, when you are smelling it, smelling rose, you are touching it, soft to touch. Then by eye, roop you are seeing. If you taste it, you will get its taste also. Sometimes on sweets, na, in Kolkata, on Sundays, they will put one petal of rose. You can eat it also. And sound, you dry that rose, then there will be sound also. Sound also. So the one rose is being perceived by different Jnanendriya. Rose is one. Same way the Bhagavan being one can be perceived by different paths. Bhakti Marg or Jnana Marg. Don't think these are Bhakti Marg will take me to somewhere else or Jnana Marg will take me. So whether you follow Quran, whether you follow Bible, whether you follow Hindu Gita or any path, that all will take us to the same place. It is in a yato mat tato path. Yato mat tato path. So many mats are there, different mats are there. But all are taking to the same place. Same place. Whether you say it is Ram or Krishna or Ganesh or Allah, whatever name you want to give, you give. You will reach there only. Like one flower is perceived by our five sense organs. Nose will smell. Eyes will see the form. Fingers will touch and say it is soft. And the tongue will say the taste is good or bad. And when the rose is dried up, then it will say, it will make some sound also. Rose is one, but it is being perceived by five sense organs or not. Same way Bhagavan is one. Whether you take the Bhakti Marg or the Jnana Marg or any other Marg you take. Next topic is stages of spiritual development from 34 to the end, up to 43. That we'll take up in our next class. Purnamadapurnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.